When you work, you expect to get paid, right? But not for participants who work while getting sober at a type of substance abuse rehabilitation facility in North Carolina. These facilities are known as therapeutic communities. Shortly after patients arrive at these long-term residential treatment facilities, they start working at outside companies, and the money they earn goes directly to the rehab. The jobs involve long hours at unexpected places, in one case moving the substance they're trying to avoid. WFAE's Alex Olgan examines the practice.
Nick Carlton went to First at Blue Ridge 5 years ago at 18. He was arrested for selling drugs. Carlton went to First at Blue Ridge as part of a deal to get his charges dismissed. He was soon given a key assignment as part of his therapy, stacking boxes at the ABC Liquor Warehouse in Asheville.
Seemed pretty dumb. I was drinking, I never really enjoyed drinking, so it wasn't as difficult for me.
But it was difficult for Justin. He went to First at Blue Ridge around the same time. Justin, who agreed to talk if WFAE didn't use his last name, says he needed to stop drinking. Nonetheless, he was assigned to work at the ABC warehouse. He told me about what it was like at a Starbucks in Asheville.
One time, a couple cases broke and it was on the truck. I had to take a breather, just getting back on and smelling all that liquor. Now, liquor wasn't necessarily my thing, but it still was just overwhelming.
Pay for both Justin and Carlton went straight to First at Blue Ridge to pay for their treatment. Patients are also assigned jobs in kitchens, laundry facilities, even collecting trash for the nearby city of Montreal. They often change jobs. Both Carlton and Justin say they're sober today, but have mixed feelings about their time at First at Blue Ridge. They got help, but they feel First at Blue Ridge benefited from their labor. WFAE spoke to 13 former patients who went to First at Blue Ridge in Ridgecrest and a nearby facility called Recovery Ventures. All told similar stories of not getting paid for working. However, patients at Recovery Ventures complained of 16-hour workdays and questionable treatment. WFAE learned about these two facilities from the program Reveal at the Center for Investigative Reporting as part of a network of local journalists investigating work-based rehab programs across the country. There are 5 licensed therapeutic communities in North Carolina that can serve up to 596 people.
It's not a work-based program.
First at Blue Ridge CEO Joseph Martinez.
It's an individual-based program that's case management-driven.
Then why assign someone to work in a liquor warehouse if they're seeking treatment for alcoholism?
I always thought it was a little odd that they want our people, but they said it's okay. We believe it's okay. The people that we send there, we've really never had any issues. And the folks that we send are real simple. I'm moving a box of widgets. I don't care what's in it.
One of the big appeals for patients at First at Blue Ridge is they don't get a bill. Many patients don't have insurance. How else are they going to get help? The idea of work also appeals to court systems that send people to therapeutic communities as part of pretrial release or alternative sentencing programs. But these work arrangements are new to attorney Michael Hancock. He was a senior official at the Department of Labor's Wage and Hour Division, which investigates worker complaints. He's now a private employment attorney in Washington, D.C.
In my 20 years at Wage and Hour, I did not encounter residential treatment facilities that were essentially acting as a temporary staffing agency, placing their residents as a matter of routine with third-party employers and retaining all their wages.
According to reporting by Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting, rehabs in Oklahoma, Texas, and Louisiana have also put patients to work without pay. North Carolina regulations about these types of rehabs actually prohibit patients from getting income for their work unless facilities get a waiver. But Hancock says that isn't likely in line with federal labor laws. A 1985 Supreme Court case established working without pay, even for a rehabilitative purpose, violates federal labor laws. Federal and state labor department spokespeople declined interviews, although the person we reached out to at the federal labor department says people can file a lawsuit if they believe their rights are being violated. The ABC board pays First at Blue Ridge $9 an hour for each patient who works at the warehouse. Martinez, the CEO, says most of its contracts are with private employers, so they're not publicly available. Martinez wouldn't detail all of the companies he works with, citing confidentiality. He says it costs more than $1 million a year to operate First at Blue Ridge and pay staff. The program reported a little more than $2 million in revenue on his 2016 tax form, the most recent year available. Martinez toys with the idea of running things differently.
If we received funding, we would look at the whole work thing differently, but there's a value.
A non-monetary one, says Martinez. But some participants get to keep their pay. First at Blue Ridge has contracts with the Department of Public Safety and Veterans Affairs. They fill about a third of First at Blue Ridge's 150 beds. Those agencies pay for services, so Martinez says those participants can keep their pay. First at Blue Ridge offers 12-step programs, classes in anger management, coping skills, and relationships. And Martinez says there are counselors for one-on-one treatment. But work often gets in the way, says Connor Fowler. He enrolled at First at Blue Ridge last July.
If you weren't going to be back in time because you were working, they didn't really care. You know, it was always like, it's your responsibility to make it to these classes.
Fowler says he worked at the Biltmore. A Biltmore spokesperson wouldn't confirm the relationship, but said it worked with various programs to help people reenter the workforce. Patients at Recovery Ventures tell similar stories. It's in Swannanoa, a few miles away from First at Blue Ridge in Ridgecrest. Tommy Parker says he was desperate for help when he went there in 2015. Parker says he was looking forward to working with a counselor.
But there was no time for that because we were working all the time.
He worked in the kitchen at Ridgecrest Christian Conference Center, sometimes 16 hours a day, he says.
I washed so many pots and pans that I would dream about washing pots and pans. I would wake up like my arm would jerk and I'd realize I was dreaming about washing dishes.
Ridgecrest confirms it has a relationship with Recovery Ventures. A spokesperson says it pays the rehab an hourly rate for each patient who works, but declined to say how much. The most recent tax filings from 2017 show Recovery Ventures brought in $2.7 million and expenses were $2.3 million. We tried to talk to leaders at Recovery Ventures, but they canceled one in-person interview and multiple follow-up interview requests weren't returned. Parker ended up leaving the two-year program after 3 months. Parker says he continued using drugs, but eventually ended up at a different kind of rehab in Tennessee that helped get him sober. It's not so easy for everyone to leave. Some are there as part of their probation or pretrial conditions. That happened to Sean Yarborough. He went to Recovery Ventures in 2017, but was kicked out after a few months for breaking program rules. He ended up back in the Chatham County Jail, where he spoke to WFAE from. He says he had trouble with a type of therapy that patients called fight night.
I think the whole thing is like bull, like off, you know, it's just like a whole lot of weird stuff that if somebody was there, they wouldn't be doing.
Tomorrow, we'll hear more about fight night, as well as a lawsuit alleging labor violations in which a former patient of Recovery Ventures talked about therapy practices. Also, how much does the state know about the work and the therapy at these facilities? For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan.